Yeah, we figured this.
Okay.
We're down a little bit. Okay. It is 1 o'clock on August 1st, 2019. Seems impossible. We're already in August. But this is the what we all hope will be the last collective bargaining session for this contract between the UCF Board Trustees and the United Faculty, UCF United Faculty of Florida chapter.
Great.
And I have minutes from last week's meeting. We need 1, 2, 3, 4, unless Stella would like one.
4.5.
Oh, yeah.
4.5.
She would love to eat one.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or tear it up into tiny pieces.
Tear it, yeah. Look at that little
great
smiling
no,
face.
She's
oh, my goodness. She,
got it. Don't let her fool you. Getting mobile, we're all in trouble.
I can't believe that.
That's something we have to write into the contract that meeting locations have to be baby proof.
Yes.
I stole your phone. They will return.
How dare you? It's my beloved Faculty Excellence pen.
There we go.
Yes. I believe so. I don't think it was new.
Yes, we can. Okay. Yeah, we could. So I think it's okay. Okay.
All right, looks good to me.
Yeah, we were just double checking.
Okay.
Yes, they did.
Okay, the minutes have been approved, have been distributed and approved.
Is she?
I don't know.
Who? Giovanna Sec.
Okay.
So I understand you have some documents for us to look at.
Pretty small changes.
Okay.
Yeah. Just
okay. Oh, I see.
She's pretty excited about it.
May have to
more than
have
we
to
are.
Share a few.
Okay. All right, we can do that. Let's make sure try this one is.
Share that one. You have.
I have my copy.
You have your copy. And then.
Sorry. I think we have copies for the people down there. We'll just have to. Well, we can share, I suppose, if you want. They can share, and we can share.
Dan, I wanted to, in light of today's possibilities.
Look at this.
It still has the little plastic bead on the knob.
Oh, my.
I'm in grading purgatory right now. So,
yeah. So I just handed out the definitions and the appendix.
So for definitions, our only change was to define UFF in the contract as the local chapter.
Oh.
We accepted the illness
the illness definition from the proposal that was moved from 17.
Right.
And then also accepted the definition of the non-instructional in the back. That's not reflected on the change. It's, we just adopted it.
Yeah.
What does this definition go back to refer to so that I know what the... Because you have UCF chapter with lowercase and then UFF chapter with the uppercase. So I'm assuming that you're meaning...
Whenever it says UFF in the contract, it means the local chapter, the UCF chapter of the United Faculty of Florida.
Okay.
Okay. I think we're just asking, should chapter always be capitalized?
Well, that's part of it, I guess. But so notification of the, because that's not really a definition. I agree that UCF chapter of the United Faculty of Florida is a definition. The rest isn't. I just wanted to know what that meant going into the contract part. Is there some special place where this is important so that I understand where it's connected to?
Throughout the contract, we have, the UFF shall be notified. UFF shall be notified.
Okay.
So we're just defining that.
With it.
Of
who gets the notification.
Who gets it. Instead of putting it everywhere else in the contract, this one says, okay, for instance, when you're going to take someone out of unit, UFF has to be notified.
Right. It's the practice, right, to notify our president. Mm-hmm.
And it's the practice
Marshall.
To do so by email. So we're saying it on tape. Everyone understands that notification can be done by email. I don't have to send a certified letter. I'm just thinking that whole...
Right. So
unless it's specified in the country.
Pigeon
unless it's
carrier only. Yes. We'll receive it by bird.
Pigeon?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I need a whole crate of pigeons, please.
No, email's fine.
Unless it specifies in the contract.
There's some places where it says it has
right.
to be.
Right.
Yeah.
But otherwise. Right. As a general practice, it's... Yeah.
So when it says UFF notification, the definition is that it's the UFF president, the local chapter president. It's sort of like two definitions stuffed into one, I guess is what I'm seeing.
It's all right.
It's okay as
we
long
can
as we
them
all
are more comfortable with that. Or...
As long as we all understand what that means, I'm fine. Okay. I just want to make sure that that means. So 14 days prior to the effective date, we'll provide the UFF a written notification of the increase. That we've been doing it by email.
Correct.
We'll continue
doing
it by email. Okay.
Yeah, it's capturing the current practice in the contract.
I don't know if that should be capitalized or not.
Yeah.
I don't think the first one is because you're talking about chapters in general, the UCF chapter.
It's not a proper...
Right,
yeah.
It's sort of like if you talked about universities in general.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
The University of Central Florida is capitalized first, but if you're just talking about a university.
A university, yeah.
Yes.
Other questions about that?
No.
Okay.
Aha, you did this with the crazy upside down thing. I don't feel so bad.
It's very easy to do.
Yes.
Well, I don't have access to a printer on this campus anymore, so... We always rely on John to do this. We're talking about.
It looks like
might be time to buy our own printer.
Go get one of the old Gutenbergs.
An actual printing press.
Yes.
That seems dramatic. Okay, and then the appendix changes. On the forms, do you want to walk through this, John?
Sure. So the Appendix A we did not include because we're not proposing any changes to Appendix A.
Okay.
So it starts at what is currently Appendix C is relabeled to Appendix B because we agreed to not include the membership form in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
I was just for the simplicity of keeping the forms the same, and because we refer to it in 20 as Appendix whatever, I was just going to put B, I was going to put purposely blank, if you want, so that we can hold B for the moment, so that doesn't shift all the appendices, because right now Article 20 refers to them properly.
So yeah, that's fine.
If that it doesn't matter
so
in the grand scheme
we can
of things.
Put in the contract, Appendix B is reserved,
yes.
I think,
yeah.
or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Just leave it as a page and just type in
reserved.
I mean, it's possible we might need a form in the future,
sure.
Something we can pop
yeah,
it right in
Yeah, I didn't think
there.
About all the places in 20 that it references. That's fine.
Okay. So.
Other than that, we'll just say, we'll just call it this first one, Appendix C, so that we all know what we're talking about, if you
Correct.
Don't mind.
Correct. Yeah, so the Appendix C is the step one form. Currently in the contract, we just updated the name from Faculty Relations. Of course, I think your proposal did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just some minor name, just case changes. We did add the date of violation field under number two, or we took out number two and just said grievance as a heading.
You took out all the numbers, okay.
Yes, so we're just going to use headings just instead of the numbers. We're proposing striking the section and just the article that is the alleged allegedly violated. And then the statement of grievance, and then just striking the rest of that language after what is the statement of grievance. And then onto the next page, adding the phrase "to the extent required by law" in kind of the legalese section right there. Also changing the signature of the grievant or the grievance representative that can sign it, and then striking the word UFF grievant representative to be sent to UFF.
Should be chapter, UCF chapter.
Well, no, that's because in the definition we're changing, so we don't have to go back and change every little one. So that's step one. And pretty much the same for step two. The major change is kind of going down when requesting the review of step one is basically just trying to save paperwork. And then update, and if we're filing at step two, the date of the grievance is added on that form. And then the same changes from the step one form onto the step two form. And going to the notice of arbitration, just updating the cases, the title cases, and then right, and changing also down with the signatures. I know we did insert chapter there, but just to be super clear on who signs the notice of arbitration form. And then just adding some lines down here, and then onto the dispute resolution form, very similar to the other form in terms of copying the same language that's used on the other form. We included the word inequitably on the dispute resolution form. And also, that's the same page. And then accepted the changes of university representative on the other form, and on the part four of the mediator decision, just use the word inequitably.
So you have made some significant substantive changes to these forms that we're going to definitely have to caucus about. Anything else you've got for us? Is that all we...
There's a discussion to be had over 30.
Oh, yes, 30. We didn't bring a 30.
I guess I could have brought 30s.
All that needs to be changed is the dates, correct?
There's dates, and also we are to discuss what articles that we wish to open before we do full book negotiations again.
Yes.
And it's a bit confusing because of how long it took us to do this, but yes. We will only have one reopener before we go back to full book.
So it'll be the 2021 season.
We will only have one.
And because that will begin, right. And
April of next year, the 2021 season opens up again for whatever articles. I mean, 23 automatically.
April of 2021.
No, April of 2020, we start bargaining for
the... Oh, I thought
you
said 2021. Okay. One more time. This is why I didn't bring one, because I don't know.
Charlie and I had a lengthy discussion about this yesterday because I was having some of the same issues trying to figure out what the heck.
Okay. We start... Are you saying we start negotiating in April for the 2021 contract?
For the 2021 contract.
The school year. The 20...
The school year.
Fall 20, spring 21.
That's the last one that's left.
Okay.
So...
I'm thinking this fall is 2020.
Yes. So...
Not yet.
In theory...
Just wishful, hopeful thinking. That I could just skip the rest of 2019.
I guess you were here... We were here in April of 2019, this year, when we all said, all right, we are bargaining for the 1920 raise, and so that is included in this full book that we're completing.
Right.
So April 2019, we did 1920. So April of 2020 will be for the 2021 year. And then... November of 2020, we start the full book negotiations for the 2021-2024 full book.
Right.
Does that all track?
Yes, because we're a year late.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, so we want to reopen for this cycle, 17 and 18. And then I have a question. I think I have some confusion about our 3 and 23 agreement, because looking at the documents that we signed, and this may have just been a mistake that I made, we made a salary agreement, and we have releases through spring, but we do not have releases past that.
Oh, no, I think that's a misreading of... If I recall correctly, and I can bring up the document if you want, but I don't believe that we restrict the releases.
That was my understanding.
There's dates on the memorandum.
Of understanding, but
yes.
But also in
23 itself.
I'll take a look at 3 for the...
Yeah, if we can double check that, because we had some disagreement about the interpretation of that, and my memory was... that there wasn't further restriction on that, and we would be fine.
Except for the number of releases, of course.
But that we would... Right. They're restricted to what we agreed on.
Right.
Yeah. But that those...
The time period.
They don't sunset anymore.
Right. That was my understanding. And then when I looked at the document that we pulled up...
All right, well, 17,
I'm not sure it
is
says
already
that.
Done. That's what we're operating on right now. You said 17, 18 when we were just talking just now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's already done and printed, and we're using that as status quo.
But you said article 17
article.
And 18.
Oh, article 17 and 18. Oh, okay.
Oh, sorry. In talking about 30.
Okay, but she's talking about in 3, she thinks that there are some, that we've sunsetted the...
I just want to double check that.
Look at...
What? Well, if you'll give me a moment on that, then we can talk about that.
Because then that was my only other question. If for some reason we managed to sign something that does sunset it, then we do need to reopen it so that we can...
Of course.
I have nothing to release in the future, but I must release him from 10 hours. So I can't do my job without my people on their time.
Yeah, Charlie, we're looking at lines 53 through 56.
Yeah, give me a second to go to my document.
I think so. We mutually...
Okay.
There's food in our kitchen. It's very important. Two messages.
We get... Every day we've had food in the kitchen.
They're doing a search, and I guess it's weird that the person being interviewed doesn't want to eat.
Oh, that search. I thought the police were coming and doing a search. And they found food in the kitchen.
We're doing a search. We found unauthorized food in the kitchen.
Somebody's violating their diet.
No, we've literally had, every day they're like, there's cookies, there's sandwiches, there's fruit. I'm like, all right, everyone.
And I had the same reaction today. I said, why are we having food every day? Leftover sandwiches.
Order less.
Okay, so I can't speak for how long my battery will work.
Oh, you couldn't find a charger?
No, I just plugged it in not while we were talking, but I'm just going to scoot in between. I'm not looking, But
super secret notes.
So this talks about specifically here because we wanted to make sure that you got the additional units of release time.
Yes.
But then it goes down to maximum shall be granted. List of designees, May 1st. So is the problem then that...
The dates in here, the only language in the contract that says
four
how many
units.
How many okay, units for, of release time is tied to 1920, and that it would expire at spring...
Okay. So that can be quickly resolved because our intent, I think, is the same.
Right.
And so
I know we had a conversation,
yes,
and I
we
said,
had no,
I think
no,
we share
understanding.
And
okay.
I said,
release
I think we may have, this might be, none of us thought about the way that it got entered in. So then I don't think it's a.
Partly
perhaps.
Because we,
right.
we didn't think this was going to, you know, none of us thought this was going to take so long. So, yeah.
Well, I think we could. Can we just, like, sort of, like, reopen, tweak, and close it again? Like
we can
TA?
Mutually agree to do that,
yeah, we
right?
can,
yeah.
So that way we wouldn't have to bring it up as an official
yes,
thing.
Yes, that would
again.
Be great if we could do that.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure that I was like, no, 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 that's not true. What we agreed upon.
Yeah,
we
mutually agreed to do that, and we have it on tape. So
yeah.
there's not, and that is not our, I will say it again on tape, that's not our intent. We,
okay.
But
right.
it needs to say it in the contract. I agree with you. It's, I understand.
Just, you know, if for some reason none of us are involved in this and it's a whole new team on both sides, then there's existing language. That's Sherry's dream.
Like,
well, at least I won't be involved.
No, it's not Sherry's dream that none of us will be involved. It's Sherry's dream.
No. Sherry's not involved.
Actually, it's not because that means I'm probably out of a job. So, and I'm not quite ready to do that.
I'll look at the language in previous contracts and pull it,
great.
And we'll stick it in there, and then we can sign off on it.
Yeah, I think if there was some status quo language, minus that this should not be part of the status quo, I think if we use the status quo language and just chop off the end.
Yeah, I think I can make that work.
Yeah, that makes sense.
While
okay, good.
Office.
So I thought that was just a little clarification. Then we don't need, then it would just be for this cycle, we'd be
17
and 18.
Okay.
Right, and then whatever, the only exception would be if we have to move
we have
through
to
23.
Reopen to 23.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that is good news because we had already agreed we were going to do 18.
Yeah.
And when Charlie and I were talking about it yesterday, we were like, you know, we're going back to the full book so quickly. We really don't want to reopen a whole ton of articles.
Right.
So.
In the same conversation.
So I said the only thing that you know I care about, not care about, not that I care about, but the only one that I want to reopen is 18.
Okay.
And I said, and I know UFF told us they wanted to reopen 17, so we might as well count on that coming up. So
yeah.
So I think we're in agreement on that. So it looks like at least 32 and 30, if we can at some point maybe get a copy of that printed up
mm-hmm.
between now and 3, we can TA on those two.
Yep.
And then let us take a caucus and look at
the appendices.
The appendices.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. My phone's in here.
Jen, for the new language, do you want me to add it as track changes?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay. And I think we have appendix A. And I'll sign the key. And appendix B, too. As far as I know, there were no changes in that.
All right, so A and B are stapled together, and then C through F are stapled together.
Okay.
Because there was a formatting change in between the two. So
got it.
Rather than redo all the formatting, I kept them separate.
That's fair. Okay, so I'll give you these right.
You couldn't do that if you tried.
I'll sign it on the first page, and then initially the verbs.
She has great facial expressions.
I just realized she passed her nap time, so I'm going to have to wheel her down the hallway in two places.
Up and down.
She's not ready for a nap. There's so much excitement happening here.
Is she a good napper, though?
She's unpredictable.
Unpredictable.
Mm. Yeah. She's, once she goes down, she's good. But like when it's going to be or how long it's going to be, it's hard to know.
Her eyes have stayed lighter than I expected.
Yeah.
You see how long her hair got?
I know. Tuesday, my daughter, she has brown eyes, but her eyes went brown almost immediately, like 4 months, and her eyes started changing. Her eyes are staying light.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I wonder how long it's going to last. My dad has hazel eyes, so, you know. And I think her grandparents on her mom's side had hazel eyes, so, her
it's
eyes
possible.
Could stay light.
My eyes stayed light. Everybody thought they would.
Is everybody else in your family?
Dark. Dark hair, dark skin, dark eyes. Well, my mom has lighter eyes and red hair. She has all, like, the mutations.
My daughter has brown eyes. Her eyes are a bit of a dark surprise because I have green eyes and father had green eyes, so.
Oh.
You just never know what you're going to get in green eyes. They're huge.
She's getting very strong and very good at pulling off her socks.
Yes. You said 8 months?
So dad's great to
late. She's going to start crawling.
She can pivot really well, and she can sort of lunge forward a couple.
Oh, she does
lunge. She's getting close.
I think it's funny how every kid crawls differently. You know, it seems like...
Except there were a few of us weirdos who never crawled at all.
And the caterpillar. And you
really?
Ones just start out going backwards, you know?
And
I
have
really
room.
Bad balance issues
different.
And have my whole life.
And
I've had several. I had a physical therapist and a trainer one time who both told me there's fairly good evidence now that if you miss that developmental process that you don't ever really get it back. Yeah. My mother said I just got up one day and started walking. And I never talked baby talk. I just one day I just blurted out a sentence. That was just strange.
My mom says I was hyperverbal as a child too.
Yeah,
she said it was a little creepy.
How bad.
A little,
that's really
little tiny human with full sentences.
Yep.
Doesn't seem real right.
My son started swimming at 13 months. Swimming. He looked like a train wreck, but he was swimming. he'd go like this, and then he'd go. And you know the babies, they have the big head, and it's just coming out, and everyone's like watching. Oh my gosh, is he gonna make it? Is he gonna make it? But we just let him go.
Yeah.
He made it.
Human development is weird.
It is.
Well, back when I was growing up,
different dogs
in Orlando, everybody took swimming lessons from Fleet Peoples, who you may remember that name because he ended up he turned out to be a sexual predator.
Yeah.
He would take.
They named a dog park after him.
He would. Well, no longer.
No.
He would take kids on weekends. And
by themselves.
Lesson.
Yes.
Lesson.
And my
so
mother
scared.
Always thought that it was, even back then, she had a very high radar for things. And she was like, probably because I was not my child, and she was a single mother, but he wanted to take me, and she was like, nope, we're not doing this.
Science.
And, yes. And, turned out. But you took his course and you started really, really young and you graduated. I can't remember, it was 18 months or two. But the way you graduated was you swam across Lake, is it Virginia that Rollins is on? No.
That's a big lake.
Yeah, the parents and Fleet followed in a boat. But one of the main things he taught you is to float and, you know, to keep yourself alive in the water. And so, yes,
wow.
I was See, we live right across the street from the lake. Yeah. And
but the lake was probably clear back in those days.
Well, it was. It had a beach.
Yeah.
And
to the
clear
extent that Florida lakes are clear with the brown water, but yeah.
No, but it didn't
well,
have
the brown water.
In the 50s?
Yeah,
no.
It was,
clear as you could see the bottom. It was clear.
Yeah.
Florida. Is that from the tannin in the
the excess nutrients coming in. All the people fertilizing their lawn.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
I have
had a raft out, not a raft,
but
whatever they call those things, a platform out in the middle. And
if you have any that I can release back there.
So cute.
I thought she said a creep behind her house.
I do.
Thought of them.
But a creek, too. We have deer and...
Okay, are we waiting on John?
No, he had to go do a work thing. He'll be back.
Okay. Okay, we looked carefully through the changes in appendix, these appendix, batch of appendix, C through F. We have no problem with any of the stylistic or, you know, changing things from faculty relations to academic affairs. Our problem with the other changes that you made is that they are, and almost, the data violation, you have it separately, but then the next statement agreement says must include dates of acts or omissions complained of. So we're trying to figure out, you know, it seems like that's just a repetition. So the other problem that we had with it was that in almost every instance, it specifically contradicts articles in the contract that we've already TA'd on. And we're not really willing to reopen Articles 9 and 20 at this date. And I don't think that we particularly want to do that. That is, in a nutshell, our problem.
Okay.
Because as I noticed, these are like substantive changes. They're not stylistic changes. And if we want to argue some of these things, we can argue them, but we need to argue them in the context of the articles as well as the appendices.
Can you give me an example of a contradiction?
Okay, well, Charlie, I have a book, but I don't know. We made changes even in the current article.
You
want to
see the new one that you agreed to.
The new one that I agreed to, but even, yeah. So, things like in articles and sections, it specifically states that in Article 23 now.
Where are you looking?
I'm looking at, we've got to get this.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, honestly, I will say we can go through them form by form.
Sorry, I'm just trying to get there without freaking it out.
It's okay.
Oh, hi, Scott. If I remember rightly, it was in the definition of grievance.
Or it might have been, I don't remember if it's in that or if it's in the formal step one filing.
But there's a place right in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Where the term grievant, 20.3b. And be something right around there, wasn't it?
Yeah, let's see.
Here, provision. Oh, I'm sorry, A. I'm sorry, yeah.
Okay.
Specific term or articles and sections. So 20.3A, that first sentence. And then I think there was a place in 20.
I think it's also
somewhere around there.
Where it says application of a specific term or provision of this agreement.
And sections. See, we're looking at the one we just TA'd.
Article 20.3A of the one we just TA'd, yeah. Or TA'd some time ago. It's where you can change it one time before... there it is, one, you're right. 20.81. If it's still the same, which I think it is. 20.81.
says, you know, just take it easy there.
Yeah, it's also in 20.8.
You can amend it one time.
Yeah, you can amend it one time, but yeah. Okay, so statement of the grievance. I'm trying to find that. Oh, this thing is so. It may also be in the book, but I'm trying to see if it's in the newest one. Yeah, it's in the current. Yeah, but this is the old one. So, all right, I have to go back and find that more, but it's easy. So, I understand. I get why you want to not have to have the grievance sign, but again, that's required under Article 20. It's specifically stated in the article. I mean, these are things that, you know, I wish we had, if we'd wanted to do these, we should have done them before we got to the appendix, you know. To the extent required by law, I generally don't have a problem with that. It's not.
You think?
Huh?
You think? You're not asking somebody to waive their rights under Chapter 120 by filing a grievance.
Well,
except to the extent required by law. You're not asking for more.
I'm not asking for more, although the article does. But I don't have.
What is it? I'm sorry, I missed that. The article says.
The article.
Doesn't include the phrase to the extent required by law. Forgive me, of course it doesn't.
Because it's self-evident.
Right.
Except
the grievant in this instance is actually signing it. The language in the contract wouldn't affect a waiver. You need the grievant signature to affect a waiver.
Right.
And that's why we put in there to the extent required by law, so they know what they're doing. Be that as it may. You've already made your comments on that.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
I mean, that's something that, is, as I think you and I are in agreement, is self-evident. You don't ever do something that's not required by law or not allowed by law. They shall be sent to the U.S. Okay, so moving on down, step one decision shall be transmitted to the grievance step one representative. A copy shall be sent to the UFF grievance representative. So we just changed that to UFF, as you suggested,
right,
because that fits with the new definition. I think that's the same for the next sections. Now, on Appendix C, again, we have no problem with those changes. The request for review of step one decision, all of these things are specifically listed in Article 20. I agree with you that I don't have a specific objection. I think it's a question of, that's not really to me a substantive change, because you're trying to clean up. You just don't want to keep dumping more paper on people with the stuff they already have. So I can kind of go either way on that, but I don't really mind accepting that because I think it's more on that line of between substance and form. This is more form than substance, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. We still have data violation and sections. So, I mean, I think everything else is pretty much the same. Our objections to the rest, because they're all the same changes on these first three forms.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get to Appendix D. The following statement of issue before the arbitrator is proposed. This is a major substantive change, which is differs from the actual article. And I don't think we can accept that.
Is it? Can I talk to you about that?
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to find where it is. What page is it on?
This is page 5.
Oh, yeah. It's just, I don't think there's any dispute that in any case involving discipline or removal, the issue would be what we say here.
Well, actually,
or would there be?
I think you... Either you or one of your partners knows differently than that, because we are currently, in fact, I just got their reply brief, or their initial brief to our motion to vacate their recent arbitration decision, and this is the very argument that's at the heart of that litigation.
And what's the argument? I haven't read it.
Argument is that the arbitrator, and there are some contracts in Florida that specifically state this.
Actually, Sherry, we can't.
Oh, well, this is a we've already filed in court.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that
I mean, this is the arbitration is done, the grievance is completed. Now we're into a court filing. It's a public record that arbitrators have the, if they determine just cause, they do not have the authority to then determine to then second guess the employer's choice of remedy. And there's case law on that.
There's a Seventh Circuit case called Poland Springs that was decided by...
No, there's Florida case law on that.
10 years ago.
Well, I'm not going to litigate what we have in front of the circuit court right now, but...
But you will agree that in every single arbitration case involving discipline, that the parties, well, not everyone, I'm sure there are people that don't do labor arbitration that might not agree to this, but the issue is whether the employee was disciplined for just cause.
Yes.
And what shall the remedy be?
No,
That is a current controversy that's being litigated in right now, and so we are not going to put something in the contract that is currently in litigation.
So
put it that way.
You will not agree that as a issue where it's not stated otherwise, in a discipline case, that the arbitrator should decide whether the discipline is with or without just cause, and if not, what shall the remedy be? You don't have to agree to that.
I don't agree. I don't agree to have that in our contract right now because it is the subject of current litigation. And that I said that as clearly as I can say it.
Well, it's in court.
It's in court.
It's in court.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Well, I agree.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. So
there are a lot of things legally that are unfortunate, but
really, I know.
But I guess is there a place where we can come to agreement here, Jen?
I mean, I think so. For the purposes of this,
I mean,
contract, I would like to see.
But we can always, you know, I mean, we're in a little more than a year. We're going to be renegotiating this entire contract, and we will be reopening Articles 20 and 9, and we can make changes to them if that's what either or both parties desire. But I don't want to, you know, at the very last minute, start making substantive changes to to appendices that are in contradiction with things we've already TA'd on in the articles. That's my point.
What if at the bottom of it it simply said the employer doesn't necessarily agree that that's an appropriate statement of the issue?
No.
Okay, so what we're saying here is
saying
the
I
party
want to stay with
filing.
The status quo.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No, I'm calling.
All we're saying here is that when the grievance is supposed to describe an issue, that the grievant at least says this is the appropriate issue. That way you know what is being pushed forward in the grievance procedure.
That's not how I read this, but I think I've already kind of made my position clear on this, so, you know.
So what if it simply said, unless stated otherwise?
What if we simply stayed with status quo?
See, the problem is this whole grievance procedure, looking at it as a labor lawyer, just as you are equally capable of looking at it as a labor lawyer, is designed to create problems for grievance. So complaints can later be made down the road about deficiencies in the grievance procedure or the way the grievance was processed. I was like stunned when I read this the first time because it looked like it took a long time for the employer to create this series of mine, you know, it's like a minefield, which is not what a grievance procedure is about. The whole purpose is to solve problems so you don't have to go to arbitration, which I know you agree with. But why have all these difficulties that are built into the process? It's like you want to trip up the grievance. Surely that's not the purpose.
I think that these are arguments. I'm not saying that. I think that these are arguments that would have been very appropriate to have had when we actually had Article 20 open and on the table. But we are beyond that point now.
But the
and the current
we,
Article 20, which I don't like in many instances, there are places in that, there are things in that that I am very unhappy with, probably not the same things that you're unhappy with, but... But that particular article, it may be a minefield for grievance. It has been in substance, in existence, in a virtually identical form since we had a Board of Regents. So it may not be, I mean, there have been a lot of people all over the state, unions and employers who have gone through this, who have negotiated this contract over and over and over, dozens and dozens and dozens of times, and have left it intact. I don't know why they've done that, probably because it is a minefield for both sides, and if you try to make too many changes to it, it's going to be, but, you know, at some point, I think that we are going to have to make changes to it.
I understand your position.
So.
But I don't believe that this language that we're talking about is inconsistent with the contract. I may be wrong, but I don't believe it is.
Well, I do. So, and I mean, there's nothing in the contract. The contract does not state this.
That's correct.
And so, yeah.
So it's inconsistent with the absence of it, and that's a legitimate argument.
Because this is a major deviation from the current practice or current language in the contract, and I don't want to go there right now.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Totally understand.
You can agree to disagree.
So we did print out two copies, I think, of what we brought last time.
Okay. Can we basically default to status quo on these at this point, or
can you explain to me again your objection to the date? the addition of the date.
The only addition I had, only problem I have with it is that I think it's duplicative. I mean, it doesn't.
I think the goal there is to make it more obvious on the form so that we're all counting. Because the days matter so much in the process.
It does, but without supplementary documents attached, it's sort of like we're saying this day. You know what I mean?
Because I mean, if you're willing to attach the supporting documents.
Which is status quo language.
Which is status quo language. We have no problem with adding this.
Oh.
Just
prefer the other option. Okay.
You don't take our word for it. We don't take your word for it. Quite honestly, we don't. Neither of us. I mean, yeah, and we have, I think, in most instances, both sides have been pretty flexible about granting extensions of time.
Sure, that's true.
So
that I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, we're
and,
we're
no,
cruel
but,
in all other ways, but
that's.
But you're
right away,
directions.
An indication of a positive thing. You know, it's almost one of the first things I ask is, well, how do the parties behave? And it's always us asking for an extension. How do they behave with respect to that? And what I hear is nothing but good things. So that speaks volumes.
We genuinely try. And I agree with you. I do think there are things in Article 20. I think it's too protracted. A process, and I think that we need to look at some of the things in there that we can change at some point. But we need to get this contract done.
That's true. But you don't have an objection to the extent required by law, I believe.
I don't think we're looking at status quo again, and Jen,
well,
if we have some ability to move forward, that would be lovely.
Status quo substantively is what you're asking for with the edits.
Academic affairs, things like president's representative or university representative,
like
that.
Yeah.
So there's two copies there that you
I
have.
I can live.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can have 5 minutes with
sure.
my
course. Oh, yeah.
And we still haven't done Article 30. We haven't done. Just so you know, I have the language up on my laptop now.
Great. I don't know why dates have been.
Straight line right over my house. You can just see it.
Yeah, it is right out my window, my office window. Okay, here we go.
Oh, are you over on
the
phone? Look at this and see if you're.
Just to
get
out of
the
nice to see everyone. See you.
See you. See you back at the farm.
Yes.
Every once in a while, it's very weird and loud patterns with that. Very distinct.
Yeah.
Are you leaving us?
Yes, unfortunately.
But I'll see you shortly. Oh, thank you.
They
it's been a
rotating.
Pleasure.
They weren't rotating. That was the key.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got you a special green pen, but do you feel like blue or black is the appropriate color for the...
For the contract? I feel like blue is always what you sign, but I love my green grading pen.
The tables aren't even, that's why it won't slide. It would slide fine across that, but this is elevated. Oh, God, I'm so cold on that side. Freeze.
One time she lost one of these, and that's why I'm acting like this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
there is.
I think we're at a place where if you ever lost one, we can give you a color copy of one that we have.
There is.
Although I just handed
it
over
is,
my.
It is
a
rule in our office that you never give Sherry an original.
I would like that. I don't like being in charge of things.
Yes.
I'd like that to be the rule.
My desk is sometimes. Well, it has. My office, because it's not really my desk. My desk is not all that messy. It's just that I throw things away, or I lose them. And so it's sometimes been referred to as the black hole of Calcutta.
I'm definitely a overthrow away. Like, I get rid of things.
Yes, I have my little recycle bin, and I just toss constantly.
the tow up instead of having left piles of
paper. Oh, no. That stresses me out. I was Marie Kondoing my life before Marie Kondo was a person.
Yeah, I totally
I believe that.
All right, so we did. We discussed the appendices, and for the sake of this contract, we're willing to agree to the, I don't know what the word is, the editing changes,
yeah,
and save substantive changes for a later discussion. But I do think, I think many have tried and failed to make changes to Article 20 across the state over the years, and I think there is a lot of room. We're probably very far apart in terms of the ways in which we'd like to see that article change, but it's definitely a priority for me in the future, just because I think the process, in my experience, hasn't worked well for anybody. And because of the conversations where we've had, where I agree with the principle that Rich said, that these are supposed to help prevent problems, but the way that the grievance system has been implemented, in my understanding of it here, is that once we get to agreements, we are already so far beyond helping things just go away. It does become just a very formalized process of getting to arbitration. I think that's unfortunate. So
I'd like to talk to you, you know, out of the grievance, out of the bargaining realm, and about what ideas you might have and what other contracts we can draw from.
Yeah,
Charlie and I have already talked about that. That we think there's things that need to be changed,
adjusted,
and streamlined.
I think that everyone's always acting in urgency.
Yes,
and acting in not urgency would be a benefit.
Sure.
To, okay, hold on just a second before you do that. This is what she's looking at.
Oh, okay. Okay. This is the...
You can sign if you want, Sherry. So.
Okay.
Those two are both blue and they look the same, so... This is the same copy from last time.
You know, I was hopeful that this would occur today. Had I been just a little bit more optimistic, I would have had a bottle of champagne chilling in the ice in the refrigerator in our DC's office, and I would have brought it.
For the record, it would have been, you know, like that sparkling cidery thing, since we're on tape.
No, I wouldn't have.
It's not on dry campus.
We're not.
Yeah, but
well,
we can't provide alcohol, though, without a VP present.
I have my ID.
None of you are a VP of anything?
Ross is an APP.
There we go.
I think we, well.
Provost.
Interim assistant provost.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's no D in there.
Oh.
Oh.
No president line thing.
Yeah, that's true. We're all from the small provost line. Yeah,
yeah.
None of us are.
Yep.
Oh. Although.
There. So this, that would conclude, like, all the articles and all the appendices. There is one thing that we've signed that's called titles and headings, and it doesn't have a number. It's sort of, I'm just going to leave it at the front, unless you want to put it back into wherever it came from. I don't remember where it came from.
It
so
was its own article.
It was in 30-something. Or
it was 28 or something.
But it was carved off of the end of one of them. And so I can show you what it looks like if you're going to be around next week. I can show you.
I'm not.
Are you not? Good.
No. I'm actually taking 4 days off.
That's good for you.
And then I'm coming back and moving into my new office.
Oh, how exciting.
Allegedly.
On the 5th. On the 5th? Is that what it is?
I think that's when we're supposed to be greeted in the lobby and shown where our new offices are. They're moving our boxes out today.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So
that's,
I gotta turn
schedule
in my keys. Well, it's on new schedule.
Yeah, well, there's always a schedule. Yeah, just a tiny bit. So you're going to be back. Are you going to be coming to Milk and Hall on Wednesday still, do you think?
I don't know if it'll be Wednesdays. Right now, I'm getting all of the invites to the downtown stuff. Like, we're having technology orientation, and we're doing a bunch of Nicholson welcome stuff with our grad students. So I've already been requested to be on two campuses at once. The 21st and 22nd.
Of August?
Yeah.
The Thursday, is that Thursday and Friday before
classes? It's the Monday and Tuesday of that week, so whatever that is. Which are not magical. So that's
really
not going to happen.
You don't have your time turner ready, Hermione?
I said you're going to have to.
What do you actually do?
Well, yeah, I've asked for some prioritization of my location by a couple of people.
You could just say both of them, I'm supposed to be somewhere else.
Well, and tomorrow
that's
I'm going to the College of Medicine. And I'm like, this can't become a regular thing, College of Medicine, because I already have too many other places to be.
You know, of all the futuristic inventions that I've ever seen in any, you know, Jetsons or sci-fi TV show or anything, movie, the only one I ever really cared about being able to do is the, you know, the Star Trek one where you
beam.
Yep, the transport.
Transport.
Yeah.
Yes, just so I
disassemble my molecules and reassemble them somewhere
else,
please.
Yes.
I'd be pleased for that to be real. I also always really wanted the Jetsons car that turns into a briefcase so that I didn't have to park.
That is clever.
That was the one that I was like, oh, you just fly your little car to work and it turns into a briefcase. Great. Where is that invention?
We need something where we can get a high-speed train without taking up any actual space. Yeah. I think that's the problem.
Well, I'm excited to pick up my free SunRail pass.
Oh,
yeah, we got...
And try it out. I don't know where I'm going to take it yet, but...
Well,
it doesn't go anywhere. I need to go.
Same thing.
I got to take a trip on it somewhere.
You can go to the UCF Osceola campus or to the UCF Sanford campus.
Great. Take a trip to Sanford.
I got one of those, too, that I could print. And
so as we've been going along, TAing, I've been making the documents so that I could get the book better, faster. But, of course, we still have to ratify.
Yes.
And so it's you guys first.
Mm-hmm.
And Sherry will work with the other side.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We may have to call a special board meeting, but that's never a problem for something like this.
I don't think it should be. Of course, depending on how the UFF supports the contract. So
hopefully
I'm
it won't be like the Orange County Teachers Association.
Just
there's
talking
always
about that.
That one person who has to do the no vote. Always. There's always that one person who has to be like, that was me. But, yes. So.
Yeah, and we're going to be... We have to schedule it on multiple campuses.
Yeah.
So. Right. And I didn't know how soon you'd be able to pull that together. So anything that I can do to help, I'm happy to do. A lot of times now people bring up things like joint announcements and sending that information back and forth. We can maybe send you something that you can look at.
Yeah.
Let me tell you that this sort of, it's not fast. Okay. But so if you want your own communication to go out your membership, please do. We also are not magical. And we have found that everybody wants to touch it a little bit. Okay, so I just wanted
to
let
you
know.
Yes, you do, don't you? Yes.
That is the case. And so,
okay.
As far as I know, we at the bottom of your minutes, there are a bunch of meetings. What do we...
Oh.
When are we going to meet next, please? Or should we worry about the schedule for April of 2020?
No, I think we keep moving through, right?
Well, you're talking about, so now we're looking at 18 and 17.
Right. So I think we...
We can skip maybe August 27th.
Yeah, I think we're almost ready to give you 17. So
okay.
We've been working on it. And so I'd be happy to skip that August date and start September 10th.
Could we start in October? Could we get just a little bit of more of a break here? You've only got two articles, guys.
I wish Giovanna wasn't sick, because she would be very sad. She wanted to bring 17 today.
Oh, my goodness.
She is ready to go.
Goodness gracious.
What if...
Well, for now,
What if we... Like, we try and kind of get some balance there. I mean, what if we were meeting September 10th, but we're looking later in the calendar, hoping not to have to meet in a December meeting?
Maybe. Yeah, seems like a decent, but definitely not the 27th.
So maybe a little bit of a breath now by skipping August 27th, and maybe we catch a breath.
So the 27th will be deleted, and then we'll plan on being here at the time.
I think we all need a breather.
It would be nice. Maybe by then we'll have our joint announcement
ready. This is my favorite. I want to get more on the calendar.
Yes, I know you love meetings.
I love meetings. Oh,
hey, Jen, can I have a minute outside?
Sure.
You're
right.
Are we deleting the 27th?
Yeah, we're deleting the 27th.
Yeah. I'll go to 3:30 meeting.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Mason.
I think... Okay, so joint announcement... vote, and you guys will just let me know when that's taking place. I usually do it over 2 days. You might have to do it over 3 if there's multiple campuses, but if you let me know, I would love to know
when
it's happening.
I would imagine the second week of classes, because it gives time for the announcement, get people here.
Yeah, September.
But then again, classes start the 26th.
They start very late this year.
There's no reason we can't get an announcement out and run it the first week. Yeah. At that point, it's just all questions, checking our schedules.
Right. People are on contract for like two weeks almost or something before the semester starts. So I'm imagining we're going to see a lot of people that are going to be bumping around for a bit. So if you would, please let me know.
I think, August is very busy. I think also a reason to maybe keep September on the books is depending on, it would be great if we had something in the schedule if we do need to start talking about salaries.
That's fine.
Yeah, I thought about that. Yeah,
I think that otherwise we'll have to try to get something back in the calendar, which is much harder than taking it off, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, but...
Coming to
We did it.
Or you did it. Yes.
Thank you, everyone.
There was a time when I really didn't think we were.
Do you guys need the room for a little bit, or shall we help you put the tables back?
We'll put it back, even if we.
John's here, so I can leave it in his.
Yeah, John's here.